That's right. We're talking about Carlos's hair. 23 minutes after 7. This Wednesday morning here on East Coast Radio. Carlos Alcaraz, the most spoken about, most exciting talent in tennis for generations, had a haircut. He had his brother had said to him, your hair's getting a bit long. And he was like, that's no problem. Why don't you fix it? And then he made a whoops. And then he had to fix it himself. And now he's got a buzz cut. And here we are.
I felt like my hair was really long already, and before the tournament, I just really wanted to get a haircut. And my brother just misunderstood with the machine. He just cut it, and then, you know, the only way to fix it is just shave it all. You know, to be honest, it's not that good. It's not that bad, I guess.
And the thing is, he's you can hear he's irritated. He's irritated that everyone's asking about his haircut and not about his tennis. But surely this has happened to you. Like something, you've had a haircut, whoopsie daisy, where every single person has said, what happened to your hair? That's what we want to know. 061-792-9495. We've got Brandon on the line. Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning. How's it, guys?
Laka, laka, man. What happened to your hair?
Okay, so this one is on me. I actually asked for the buzz cut. Guys, buzz cut is not for everyone. It was bad. Even my son was like, dude, what did you do? He insisted that I go buy a cap. Otherwise, it's not going anywhere with me. It was bad. Even my barber, he was like reluctant. He wasn't cutting it. I was like, dude, cut it. He's like, no, it's not going to look nice. So I was like, just cut it. And then he did. Guys, luckily my hair grows fast.
And that's all on you, hey? So when people said, what happened there, you just said, it's me. It's my bad.
Yeah,
it's my decision.
It's my bad. I did it to myself.
So would you do it again?
Never. Never, ever. Like, at the moment, I cut only the sides. I don't even cut the top. And I, like, this month, I cut my hair twice in 1 week.
Huh. How does your hair grow so much?
I don't know, but it grows very quickly.
Sure.
Very quickly.
What are you eating?
Collagen.
We've got a great voice note from Caroline this morning. She's got quite the story.
East Coast, my name is Kaz and my hair disaster happened in 2023. I'm a personal trainer and I had one day I had two clients back to back cancel and I thought, okay, great, I need to get a trim. So in this time, I'm just going to pop in and see if they're available to take me on and give me a trim. Anyway, I went to the salon that I usually go to and the hairdresser that I usually use wasn't there. But they said, no, we've got someone new here, more than capable to do your hair. I thought, okay, this is great. Yes, I've got time. Let me do it. And the hairstylist came out from the back, and I thought, okay, I'm a woman, and this was a man stylist. And I thought, oh, I've never really had a guy do my hair. And then I all of a sudden had this uneasy feeling like maybe he shouldn't do my hair. But I didn't want to say, oh, no, he, I didn't want to say, like, cancel it now. Like, you know what I mean? Because I didn't want to be like, oh, no, she's canceling because this is a male. Anyway, so I thought, let me just go on with it. And I got my hair done. And I actually got highlights as well. And let me tell you, these highlights were not done at the roots.
Yeah.
It looked like I had a cow patch on my head. Anyway, when it went to the trimming, it was skew. It was terrible. It was really, really bad. And now this voice note is going on for so long. Anyway,
She's remembering her trauma, Caroline. I think that's what's happening. But you gotta you gotta say no, especially in a time like that, because it's your hair and you have to walk around with it. And also, I think you gotta have a good relationship with your hairdresser or your barber. Carmen, like, you gotta know.
I just scope it, and I use the same guy, TJ.
If it's not Rev, then nobody's touching my hair. Sorry.
If it's not your hairdresser, what are you doing? You never do that. That's where the expression comes from. Hair today, gone tomorrow. That's literally where it comes from. All right, so hair disasters. We've all had one. You know, when everyone asks you, oh my word, what happened there? What was yours? 061-792-9495.
Good morning, breakfast team. Awesome show. Love it. Listen to it every day. Just wish I had the chance in the quick quiz. But anyway, other than that, my hair oops that I had. I was going for my 21st birthday, and I wanted to like put curls and that in my hair back then. And it turned out when we took everything out, it was more of an afro than anything else. Sat for about 3.5 hours after that straightening it all out. It looked terrible.
East Coast Breakfast. Breakfast.
Tennis player Carlos Alcaraz had a bit of a hair faux pas. And unfortunately, while his brother was cutting his hair, he had to cut all his hair off because he misjudged the clippers.
My brother just misunderstood with the machine. He just cut it and then, you know.
Stay tuned.
And we want to know from you, your hair disaster.
I have a guy friend of mine. He went to a totally different barber from what he usually goes to. And then the guy like totally just like shaved over his hairline.
We want to know from you.
That's what's coming.
After 7:30.
East Coast Radio.
Hi there, East Coast Radio breakfast team. This is Malachi from Pietermaritzburg. My bad hair story is that when I was in grade 10, I had been getting like trims and brush cuts my entire life. And then when I was in grade 10, I finally decided, you know what? Now's the time. Now's the time to try and to finally see if I can make bald work. I went to the barbershop. I was like, and I went completely bald. Let me just say that when you get slapped on the head enough times by guys in school, you realize that you don't have the head shape to be bald.
I felt like my hair was really long already, and before the tournament, I just really wanted to get a haircut. And my brother just misunderstood with the machine. He just cut it, and then, you know, the only way to fix it is just shave it all. You know, to be honest, it's not that good. It's not that bad, I guess.
So we're asking you this morning, tell us about your haircut disaster, 061-792-9495. Duration. Is joining us right now. Duration, what happened, bro?
Not a funny story, but during lockdown, I decided I need a haircut.
Yeah.
All the barbers were closed, so I took the machine and went at it myself. I cut the sides way too high, and I ended up cutting everything off, and till date, it never grew back.
Oh, my word.
Sure.
Yo, that was and again, this is the last time you'll ever do that, eh?
I don't have a choice. I have to do it every week now.
There's nothing to cut.
Oh, no.
Because only the sides are growing.
Oh, my word. That's what they in the industry refer to. That's a terrible
gosh. I think that's just balding. But anyway. Thank you, Duration. Well, we've got Snare from Ladysmith. Snare, good morning. Please tell us what happened to your hair.
Good morning, breakfast team.
Hey.
Hi. Tell us.
My hair trauma.
Yes.
I was going to a big Zulu concert. Yeah?
Mm.
I had to go and do my hair fast, and it was December. So I went to my normal hair lady. She was not there. So I went to this fly-by-night salon. So I went there with my hair piece and all. They said, okay, we can do this butterfly. It's called butterfly locks.
Yeah.
So she said, I can do this one. Then I said, she was doing as halfway. I'm like, it doesn't look right. She said, no, trust the process. It will come right. When my husband came and fetched me, he said, is this hairstyle supposed to look like this? Because I was looking like a grade 3. Yeah. Then when I got home, my daughter is like, you look like a history teacher. No offense to the history teachers. Ne? So I wasted 600 rand on that day. I had to take off those braids because I was not going to go to Big Zulu looking like that.
I know you went, girl. At least you took it out and you didn't stay with the hair on. Shame.
Oh, wow.
No. So ever since, my husband is not happy to give me money for the salon.
No. Shame. You can't blame him.
Hey, breakfast team. Lisa from The Bluff. Well, way back in the day, I was dating this dude, and he asked me to cut his hair. And I said, please, I am terrible. He's like, no, you'll be fine. You can do it. Well, lo and behold, I cut his hair, and it was a disaster. And needless to say, his mother was not impressed either. So, yeah. Back in the day, thank God, don't cut hair anymore for anyone, even if they say, no, no, it's fine, you can do it. Always enjoy your show. Have a great day. Bye.
That is amazing. That is amazing. Thank you so much for all of your stories. And I just want to say, I didn't get a chance to set a snare from Ladysmith. Please, when you move, when you change, when you move, you can't just find the first barber. That's a problem. You need to find the expert in that area.
Oh my God.